I've spent 2 entire days trying to find a script to record for GWA, and it's been a frustrating experience because there are some great scripts out there, but none of them quite scratched the itch that I had. And I remember thinking about this early this morning and then coming to the conclusion that it wasn't the script I was looking for. I was just horny. I just need to get off. And, well, I thought you deserved a treat because I know how you enjoy it when I do that for you. And you deserve it too, don't you? You deserve to take a couple of minutes out of your day to relax and enjoy yourself with me. And let's face it, it's a difficult team to beat, isn't it? My voice and your hands. And nobody knows your body quite like you. So, you should feel free to touch what you want to touch. And imagine my pleasure at being the only witness. You can watch me too if you like. I mean, I'm not going to pretend for a moment that I'm not already stroking, because I am. I've just got a bit of self-control, and I want to make sure that you're well on the way to having an orgasm before I really relax and let go. I mean, how would that be fair if I just pleasured myself with no regard to you? No. Really, that's not how I work. And it's not a power thing, but it is, but it isn't. I genuinely need you to have a good time. I mean, there's a lot of nonsense surrounding the act of masturbation, isn't there? Although so many people think it's wrong or naughty, or, well, it's certainly naughty. At least the way I describe it. But they say it's dirty and what have you. And there's that whole no-fat movement. Rubbish. It's all rubbish. Sit back. Put your hands where they need to go. Touch what you want to touch. Enjoy it. It's exercise. It raises the blood and the heartbeat. It promotes creativity and imaginative thinking. And at the end of it, you get to come. What could be better? There is no finer way to spend a little chunk of time during your day than engaged in the act of self-love. I mean, look at the state I got in. Hadn't come for days. Couldn't think about what I wanted to do. Couldn't focus. It's like a caged animal pacing my apartment, trying to figure out what was wrong with me, when all I really needed to do was park you over there and me over here and just take myself in hand, as they say. It's a very posh way of saying, you know, allow nature to take its course, and the thoughts in my head obviously were going to get me hard because there I am thinking about what you're doing, what we both know you're doing, if not immediately, then certainly later. I know you will. I hope you will. I want you to, if that helps. Wouldn't it be fun? I mean, not just because, you know, having an orgasm is always a lovely thing, but just being in that place where nobody gets too strung up about or hung up about just doing what people want, you know. It's a free use kind of a thing, where if you just want to sprawl in some comfortable spot and get yourself off, you fucking can. And what if a few of us wanted to just kind of pitch in at the same time and, you know, enjoy watching one another? Would that be so bad? I'm not going to pretend for a moment that I don't have a bit of an exhibitionist streak. I do. And I'm not going to pretend that I'd hate to be watched, because maybe I wouldn't. And I think all of us, to an extent, have a bit of that in them. I mean, you might want to curl up and hide your face a little, but would it be so awful to have a pair of eyes on you, appreciating you for who you are, enjoying that you're pleasuring yourself? would it? I don't think it would. I think you might grow to enjoy it, to love it even. And who knows where that might lead you? I know where it would lead me. Being considerably more relaxed during my working day. Oh, God, that's good. Yeah, I do have a show-off gene, don't I get that? Little range of thoughts has got me extremely hard. I'm glad you're here to enjoy this with me, though. It seems strange to want to do it alone. I don't know why we sneak off into little private spaces when you could put on a show for people. That might be a bit much for some, but it does sound like a good idea, doesn't it? Yeah, maybe you just need the right kind of friends. Maybe that's what it is. I'm sure not everyone will understand this or want to participate, but yeah, I certainly do. The one thing that I enjoy about this more and more is the longer you go on, the less you care about thinking, and the more it becomes about the moment and the, oh God, the delightful friction and pressure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are you enjoying that too? I know you are. Don't pretend for a moment that you're not. Although, I do want this to be good for both of us, so I'm having to behave, even when I really don't want to. It's very hard to keep myself controlled together. I want it so badly right now. But, you know, just a series of animal noises. I mean, how entertaining can that be? And it's hardly what people come to me for. It's the voice they like. The voice and the attitude, I think. I think you like to be tempted. I think you like to be tempted by someone who succumbs to temptation themselves. That's what I think. And I bet I'm not wrong. I think given the choice, you'd have your hand in your underwear all the time, wouldn't you? I know most of us would. Just that comforting touch in moments of stress, or just the ability to kick back and just fucking enjoy it once in a while. Oh, God, I need to come. And of course, when I reach this point, all the little kinks I've got parade through my head, and I want to come in someone. I'm not going to do that today, though. No. All on my own today. Worst luck. Flying solo. Never mind. Flying solo with an audience. What could be better? I don't really want to talk anymore. I don't even want to think anymore. I just want to fuck. I want it. Yeah. Oh, and you know what the nice part about this is? Just me and my hand and my cock is that I can be as relentlessly, ruthlessly self-indulgent as I want. So I don't have to hang back if I don't want to. Much as I want to give you something to enjoy and maybe even fantasize about, I really, really need to come. Forgive me if I don't wait for you, but just for once, this is all about me. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, that's better. You know what? I deserve that. So did you, by the way, if you've enjoyed it. And if you haven't, go back and listen to it again. Catch up. I do hope you enjoyed that. I hope you had as much fun as I did, because, well, there's a fair amount of cleanup to do, so yeah. I had a lot of fun. We must do this again sometime. What do you think?